If the Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals tonight, they will capture their third World Series title in the last decade. A big reason for the Sox success is starting pitcher John Lester. He was born and raised in Tacoma. In high school, he starred at Bellarmine Prep, where he was named State Player of the Year in 2000. John Lester's coach was Rick Barnhart, who has been varsity baseball coach at Bellarmine since 1986. And Rick Barnhart joins me now. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
That's good. Thanks for taking time to be here. We're really curious what it's like for you to watch John Lester. Did you, 10, 13 years ago, did you suspect that this was his future?
Well, you know, you sure thought so. I mean, it was kind of crazy around here when we'd go out to a game and there'd be, you know, 25, 30 scouts in the stands, and every time he threw a pitch, there'd be about 20 radar guns, you know, up in the air, and, you know, it was, I'd get, I don't know, 15, 20 phone calls a day asking when he's going to pitch next, and it was pretty exciting. It was my concession stand had a banner year that year because all the scouts that were showing up, you know.
Well, that's interesting. So he was drafted right out of high school.
Yes, he was. He was drafted. He wasn't a first round, but he was Boston's first pick. They did not have a first round pick that year, but he was their first pick. So it was pretty high draft pick, and they do a lot of homework on those guys. So it was pretty fun to have, you know, lots of scouts around and lots of cross checkers and general managers and things coming through to see what kind of kid he was and you know, interviews and all that kind of stuff. It was a pretty fun time.
What goes through your mind when you watch a former student or somebody like John Lester pitch in the World Series?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's at first you're just kind of watching, and you're kind of, it just seems like you're just watching, okay, there's Johnny pitching. And all of a sudden it kind of starts to sink in a little bit. Well, wait a minute, this is the World Series, and this is his third game in the World Series, and he's like putting up kind of historic numbers in terms of, you know, giving up one run in three games, and, you know, he's like the best there is in the game right now almost. And it all kind of starts, it just becomes more and more unbelievable in a way, and you know, because he's still kind of just, you know, your guy, although you realize that he is having this great career and he's a special talent and all those things, but it always takes a little while to sink in, and then pretty soon you just sit there and look at it and go, wow, this is just unbelievable.
Huh. Does it reflect back on you or Bellarmine Prep at all?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's really exciting for me personally. It's really exciting for the school and the kids that are here now. But, you know, the reality is, I think, you know, when John was here, you know, John was very self-motivated and very talented, and you know, certainly it was nothing that I did that made him, you know, the kind of player he was. It was kind of, you know, God's gift and hard work and dedication and doing the right things. And so he's pretty much responsible for all that. It was, you know, a real treat for us to get to be part of that on some level, but I don't think that we think of ourselves as responsible in any way or something like that. But you know, it's the community. That's, you know, Bellarmine being a you know, Catholic school, and there's a real sense of community here. So, you know, we take pride in a lot of our students, and you know, not just the great athletes. You know, Avery Bradley, you know, plays in the NBA and stuff. You know, we've had some other kids that have kind of gone on to great things, but we've got kids that are done all kinds of great stuff, from doctors to lawyers or who knows what, good parents. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of take pride in all of our kids, but it's pretty special when you see them pitching in the World Series, for sure, yeah.
Rick Barnhart, you've lived in the Puget Sound region for many years. Perhaps you're a Seattle Mariners fan, and I'm wondering if John Lester's success has made you root for the Red Sox.
It certainly does. You know, it's fun. Of course, I root for the Mariners, and I'm a Mariner fan, and I'll go up to some games during the year and wish them to do well. But once the Mariners are out of it and Boston's left, it's certainly my second favorite team. It's my favorite team, and it's pretty fun. The hard part is, you know, I've gone up to Safeco to see Johnny pitch a few times against the Mariners.
Oh, my.
Kind of mixed emotions, you know. I'm kind of like, well, okay, I think I got to root for my guy here. You know, just one game, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would fault you for that. Rick Barnhart has been varsity baseball coach at Bellarmine Prep in Tacoma since 1986. In the year 2000, his star player was John Lester, who is a star pitcher at this point for the Boston Red Sox. Rick, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me. And
sure, no,
I suppose I'm allowed to say to you, go Sox.
Yes, you are.
Thanks so much.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.